That's a firefly.
What is a long, thin-bodied insect that
has... And we also call that a lightning bug.
Okay, yeah, that's what I call it.
Yeah.
A long, thin-bodied insect that has two pairs of wings and you find it around water.
Would that be what we call a mosquito hawk?
Mm-hmm, that would be.
Yeah.
What kinds of stinging insects do you have?
Wasps, bees, and the horrible caterpillar that gets on leaves that has a sort of a triangular shape.
Mm-hmm.
It's called some kind of moth, but it can really poison you.
Mm-hmm. What's the insect that bites and used to carry malaria?
That was the mosquito.
Mm-hmm. And what is the little insect that burrows in your skin?
Tick.
Well, there's another kind, too, that I think may be smaller.
Sometimes associated with Spanish moss.
Well, I don't know if you have Spanish moss here.
We used to, but we don't anymore.
Well, would you call it a chigger or a red bug?
I thought chigger was out in the country more than...
Maybe.
I've experienced chiggers in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Would you call them chiggers here?
No, they don't usually call them chiggers here. I don't think they use the word very much. I've heard people use it,
mm-hmm.
but they're very common in Tennessee in the mountains. I've had chiggers on me more than once.
I haven't, and I don't want to. What do you call the kind of insect that hops around in the grass?
The grasshopper. Mm-hmm.
And a little fish you'd use for bait would be a...
A minnow.
And if you hadn't cleaned your house in this corner, you might have a...
Cobwebs.
Okay. What are the parts of the tree that grow under the ground?
The roots.
Okay. You had mentioned sugar maples, I think. If you had a group of sugar maples, what would you call that?
A grove.
Okay. What kinds of trees do you have around here most commonly?
Well, we have the oak, cypress, elm, myrtle, and...
Sycamore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sycamore is a nuisance.
Mm-hmm.
And bay.
And there's the big tree that has the big white blossoms.
And magnolia. Mm-hmm. And hackberry, which is also a nuisance.
Mm-hmm. What's the kind of tree they say George Washington cut down?
The cherry tree.
Okay.
We don't have cherries here.
And a kind of bush that turns red early in the fall and has red berries, and some say it's poisonous.
Sumac?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what kind of poisonous vines do you have?
Poison ivy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about the only bad one. There's also poison oak.
Is it the same thing?
No, it's a different vine. It is a vine, but it's different from poison ivy.
Okay. What kinds of berries are there?
Blackberries, mm-hmm. strawberries. Mm-hmm. There's some huckleberries in the woods north of here, but
there's a kind that begins with an R that I don't think grows.
Raspberry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then these are some terms for members of the family. If a married woman were referring to the man she's married to, she would say, "I have to ask my
husband."
And he'd say, "I have to ask my
wife."
Okay. And a woman who's lost her husband is
a widow.
Do you have a term for a woman whose husband has left her?
Well, they refer to her as a grass widow,
mm-hmm.
as a grass widow, and the other one is the sod widow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did you call your father?
Papa.
And your mother?
Mama.
And your father and mother together would be your...
My parents.
What did you call your grandparents?
Well, we use the French term, mémère,
mm-hmm.
which is granny, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mémère and grand-père.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then your sons and daughters would be your...